The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Biology, it's Professor Stephanie Conant. We understand that you might have to disappear in the waning moments of the show.
I do. I have class at 2, so.
Okay, that's important. We'll see. That's important. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. What class is this, by the way?
It is the Introbio C Phage Lab.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I think so.
I was advising Danielle Maxwell today. She is enjoying herself greatly.
She's doing well, yeah.
Excellent. C Phage is going well. How are C Phages going with you, Professor Dan Maggio?
Oh, it was an easy class. I can teach it. I don't even know what it means.
Come on down.
Biology was never my forte, but I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. How are Legos?
Lots of math right now.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Dan can do lots of math. How are Legos going?
Our program is in full swing. It's going very well, actually. It's very busy and hectic.
Cool.
Putting out lots of fires. I should have been a firefighter. Just helping people solve problems. Yeah. Problem solver. So.
Problem solving. Yes. I understand. Absolutely. What kind of problems do you solve on a daily basis, Professor Heather Hill Vasquez of the Department of English?
I'm stymied by that question, but I guess I will say the Board of Trustees is on campus right now,
that's
aren't
right.
they?
That's right.
I'm changing the subject because I don't know how to respond to your previous question.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
No, doesn't the air feel different?
Well, it's certainly chillier today in the weather.
Are you making a connection between
the... I am not. In the immortal words of a tweet that I saw online last week, where there's smoke, correlation is not causation. The end.
And that's the final word, in case anybody's listening.
Doodling on a napkin, it's Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
I got to take notes for the show again.
That's right. Paper, so isn't that silly?
Vivian's going to get one on... a napkin, that's awesome.
Some of the greatest scientific discoveries of all time were put out on a napkin, I promise you that.
That's actually one of my finals.
What do they have to draw?
I give them topics, or we wait for the waitress to slow down a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, that would help.
There we go.
So, yeah. So, anyway.
Sometimes you have to wait for the waitresses.
Yeah, I have to wait for the waitresses to slow down so we can draw them.
That's got it.
But, you know, we just draw on anything, everything.
Sure.
So, I'm just trying to wake up, so forgive me.
Do you draw on your own experience?
No.
All right.
Hardly.
The voice of the red shirt wearing Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies.
Yes. My voice.
Did I hear this was your day off?
This is my non-teaching day.
Oh, non-teaching
I don't know if I would say day off.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
But it's my not have to be here on campus at any particular time day.
Got it. Well, and I think that's why you're wearing red. Otherwise, you'd be wearing black and yellow, I just assume, you know.
That's right.
Absolutely.
As like most other days in the football season.
Sure. Folks, we are being welcomed by the UDM McNichols Library. We're broadcasting live from the lobby today. And this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. When last we were together, which seems so very, very long ago, we were talking about some questions sent by an old multiple question writer, Kimberly Richards from California, and these were all about the laments of the panel that they know little to nothing about classic television. So, of course, she wrote some questions about classic TV. I think you remember, or maybe you weren't part of that panel group, we had learned what the maximum amount of money a contestant can win on the show Jeopardy is.
$284,000.
$566,400. It's never actually happened.
Yet.
Although somebody has won about $77,000 in a single game. We also talked about the very first reality TV show, which was on PBS of all channels in 1973, called An American Family. We'll continue from there. Scenes for what 1961 hit movie were shot in a second-floor loft in New York City's Times Square that later served as the studio for ABC TV's Good Morning America? What 1961
Barefoot
hit movie?
No,
was this a Hitchcock movie?
You know, it says Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason were in the vehicle.
The Hustler.
The Hustler is what it says here, yes. In 1961, the Ames Billiard Academy occupied the space that was the setting for the pool hall scenes in the film. GMA has since moved its studio to the street level, but it is in the same building. The space was a billiard academy. Is that a thing?
An academy. Ooh.
Which sitcom spinoff was the first TV show to debut at number one in the Nielsen Weekly ratings? Now, others have done it since the show in 1974.
MASH.
Sitcom spinoff.
MASH?
It wasn't MASH. No.
Laverne and Shirley.
Nope.
Guess.
Nope.
Wait a minute. Oh, sitcom spinoff.
The
sitcom
Jeffersons.
Spinoff. It was a spinoff of the Mary Tyler Moore
show.
Rhoda. Debuted at number one.
Was that there?
Not much going on in 1974, said a person born that year. What is the significance of New York City cab number 1G12?
That's the cash cab.
That's the cash cab. Oh. That's right.
Not that I was looking for it in New York or anything like that.
1G12, a cash cab formerly hosted by what comedian?
Ben Bailey.
Yep, and he does DTE Energy commercials.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Don't remind me.
Southeastern Michigan. Now, are you involved in these commercials? What do?
I do the storyboards for them.
Oh, that's so good. Cool.
Do you have to climb to the top of the windmills?
No, I wish. Oh.
I wish. Who drew the simple line drawing of Alfred Hitchcock's portly profile that was shown at the start of TV's suspenseful Alfred Hitchcock Presents?
Alfred Hitchcock?
1955 to 1962 was Hitch himself, is what it says.
Well played.
Well, sure. Here's the thing, because he used to draw his own storyboards.
Yes. Wow. For his movies.
He never looked through the lens.
Really?
Yeah, he drew everything out. He knew what he wanted long before.
For the TV show, too.
For everything.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yep.
It's interesting to think about Alfred Hitchcock, you know, at this time of year with his suspenseful movies. Some people call them horror. What veteran entertainer is credited by Guinness World Records with logging the most hours on U.S. TV?
Jerry Lewis.
No.
Christopher Lee.
No. This TV talk show and game show host.
Merv Griffin?
In September 2011, he was about to retire from the show he was on at age 80.
Bob Barker.
Oh, Bob Barker.
No.
Art Fleming.
Oh. Nope. September 2011.
Frank Gifford, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Regis.
Oh,
yeah, Regis Philbin.
Oh. Yep. Notre Dame's very own.
Notre Dame's very own Regis Philbin. Between, I mean, I suppose they're counting what? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Because he was the host of that show
Sprightly?
For a while, right?
Sprightly? Yeah, for an 80 or something.
Yeah, I mean,
he's Sprightly.
He doesn't look a day over 75.
Yeah.
Not at all. What was the first video? I think we've had this one before. The first video played on MTV was Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star.
Right.
What was the first VH1 video? January 1st, 1985. And Schroeder should know this. I'm sorry.
Madonna's. Know this.
No, it was like Tom Petty
No, a little closer to where we're sitting right now.
Detroit?
Library?
Motown?
Madonna.
I would call it a Motown track, yes.
Motown
85,
track?
Was it the...
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it was
Aretha Franklin.
It's a very, very famous social awareness album that was recorded very, very close to where we're sitting right now.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like, you guys don't know this, huh?
No.
No, we've had this awareness before, album. Too,
sadly, this entertainer could probably still be around and enthralling us if he hadn't been murdered by a family member.
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye.
What's going on?
It wasn't what's going on. It was actually something a little more national.
Sexual healing?
No. No, Marvin Gaye was singing
the
national anthem.
Remember, the Board of Trustees
anthem.
Are on campus.
Not anymore.
Oh, the national anthem?
The national anthem being sung by Marvin Gaye was the first video on January 1st, 1985.
That's unexpected.
Unexpected.
Exactly.
What cable TV network began broadcasting on the 8th of November, very, very close to this anniversary, 1972? The oldest and longest continually operating pay television service. HBO, yes. The first program and film broadcast of the channel, the 1971 movie Sometimes a Great Notion, starring Paul Newman and Henry Fonda, was transmitted to 325 subscribers.
Right.
That's incredible. I think we've had some variation of this question before, too, because it says HBO broadcast its first sport event immediately after the movie, an NHL hockey game between the Rangers and the Canucks.
Hmm.
Sure.
Why not?
I mean, 325
that's what
people.
They
you know?
Vote.
That's exactly
that's
right. What interrupted the World Series for 10 days in 1989?
The earthquake.
Yes, in San Francisco. Played between the Oakland Athletics and the San Francisco Giants, the earthquake series. On October 17th, 1989, just minutes before the start of Game 3, a magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck the Bay Area, causing significant damage to both Oakland and San Francisco. Very, very freaky stuff. The October 28th finale of the series set a record for the latest finish to a World Series
until
we started having games in November.
Yes.
Very cool. Thank you, Kimberly, for sending those in. Totally cool. We know more about classic TV than we're letting on, I suppose.
Not really.
We got an email, questions for the show, better late than never. Thank you, new UDM email system, for putting the subject at the top of the paper in bigger type. Dear profs, another year and another apology for not sending in questions sooner, as life can get a little crazy out here in Vegas. Your show is a nice respite from the hullabaloo here. Thank you for entertaining shows as always. Here's my contribution of 20 questions all across the spectrum. I hope they get aired sometime soon. 1, 2, 3 now. Regards and viva Las Vegas, Michelle Horner. Thanks, Michelle. She sent us some great questions over time. Let's see what she's got cooking this time. What movie did Madonna pay tribute to in her music video, Material Girl?
Oh, man. That's...
Marilyn Monroe.
The Marilyn Monroe movie.
Is it Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend?
You put it together, yeah, yep. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Thank you for having better recall than I do.
Do you guys remember when music videos were relevant? Right? I just had to pop that in there at some point. Should have said it when we were talking about VH1.
Was that one or Dick Tracy? Weren't those the only two?
Yeah. I'm breathless.
Somebody just stole a library book. Did you hear the beeping?
Yes, someone was trying to steal something.
It's all right. They've been tackled. They're fine.
Oh, my. Everybody been around Facebook lately? What company has the mascot, Happy the Oil Drop Man?
Oh, man.
They did not try very hard
with
that.
I just sent a list of 20 questions about mascots.
Oh, really?
This one's not on here. So,
Okay. Happy the Oil Drop Man. Look, we're going to work all night till we get this right. It's Esso. Yeah, of course.
I remember that little mascot growing up. That's also
we don't really have Esso in southeastern Michigan.
We have them in On the Run.
They still use
Ontario. Yeah, Ontario still has it.
Yeah, it's a Canadian.
On the way to Toronto.
I vaguely remember what it looks like, but that's about it. So,
yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm assuming you guys do something as part of your courses with logos and branding and stuff like that. I know they do their beer labels.
I'm doing them again.
Awesome.
Oh, dear Lord, I'm turning into a brewery. And a dry campus, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, darn. My. What are the main ingredients? Wow, we are gear shifting a lot here. These questions are good, Michelle. What are the main ingredients if you make Clams Casino?
Clams.
Yeah, I would guess
clams.
Clams is correct.
Breadcrumbs?
Breadcrumbs is the second, and
garlic?
The third ingredient.
Oh, what's the casino thing?
Is it white wine?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, it is not.
Nacho chips.
Tabasco?
We're going to need another animal.
Squirrel?
Ew.
Not just any animal. I'm looking for a specific animal.
Fish?
I've never had Clams Casino, but I know that this is an ingredient in it.
So there's
clams,
another animal.
And crumbled something else.
Bacon.
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 I'm thinking crumbled. Ooh, that sounds good, crumbled.
If we were at a computer, I could have maybe Dom or Michael go and do our crack research and find what the heck Clams Casino is named after.
The bacon part?
The bacon part.
No, I did not know the bacon part.
Crumble, I was thinking cookies.
Yeah. Clam cookies?
That's the way the bacon crumbles.
I knew the breadcrumb part.
Why do we bake cookies and cook bacon? Nobody knows. It was revealed in the film on Her Majesty's Secret Service. But what's James Bond's middle name?
Oh, something Daniel? Nerdy.
It's very nerdy. It's
like
Phineas uber nerdy.
Or something. Sebastian.
I really hope that
I was go with
walks
Sebastian.
By with this name right now when I say that it's super nerdy.
Filbert or...
Francis.
I'm thinking of there are multiple presidents that we could say are mentioned in songs in the musical Annie, but this would have been the more conservative one of them.
FDR.
No. FDR was one of them, but I'm thinking of the more conservative president who's mentioned
Woodrow?
In Annie. Not Woodrow.
Oh.
Mentioned in Annie?
Cleveland?
Annie.
How about they're building a new football stadium in Minneapolis?
Herbert Hoover.
Herbert is James Bond's middle name.
James Herbert. But if you say it with an English accent, does it really sound nerdy?
It probably sounds awesome.
If Sean Connery saying it,
the
H
is silent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about Daniel Craig, but apparently he's not excited about himself.
Well, Austin Powers' middle name is
Danger.
You both said it with the same accent. That's awesome.
You're listening to a special edition of Ask the Professor, recorded before a live audience at the University of Detroit Mercy McNichols Campus Library. Matt Mile and the ATP panelists would enjoy reading your questions, so write some up today and email them to atp@udmercy.edu or find us on Facebook. Now, let's return to the McNichols Campus Library at the University of Detroit Mercy for Ask the Professor.
Oh my gosh, I think that just flipping the channels over the summer, I just went over an Austin Powers movie and I got a 12, a 7, and a 3-year-old.
Oh no.
And they catch like 30 seconds. Like, Dad, what was that?
Don't ask. Not now.
I don't even know how to explain it to you. I really don't. Who was the judge in the infamous O.J. Simpson trial? First and last name.
Judge Lance Ito.
Lance Ito. How could we forget Jay Leno and the dancing
the
Ito?
Ito.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. Right.
That's the way everybody remembers these important bits of history.
Is he still in office?
I don't know.
He's on the Supreme Court now, isn't he? Okay.
Jay Leno? No, he was kicked out. But Lance Ito might still be around. What was the original name? We're getting to a point now, I'm sure you guys have noticed. My kids do watch ABC Family. It's pretty much all around good stuff, right? But they're changing the name of the channel to Freeform in January, whatever.
What?
The original name of the TV channel we call Spike was what?
Esquire.
I'll give you a hint. No, Esquire is a separate one.
Yeah.
I thought it used to be called Spike, and now it's called G4. Is it still called Spike?
It may still be called G4.
Okay.
But originally, it was a channel called TNN. What did it stand for?
The Nashville Network.
That's right.
No, G4 is a different. It's a gaming channel.
Spike.
I don't even know if it's gaming anymore.
Yeah.
Every channel starts with a theme, and then like 6 months later, it just turns into like a marathon of old TV shows.
No one's going to make the learning channel.
Or reality.
The TLC joke. Is someone going to do it?
What was that?
They started with learning being important. And it ended with multiple children and divorce.
And Bravo is the last thing you ever want to say on that show.
That's true. What derogatory term did the great Gazoo often call Fred and Barney? Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble.
Dum-dums.
Dum-dums. Derogatory.
It's Harvey Korman, one of my favorites.
Oh, my gosh. Bunch of dum-dums. The question is, if it's a dum-dum, is it the one with the question mark on the side that's the mixture of all the flavors at the end of the day? You guys know where I'm getting at here?
Yeah. The lollipop. You used to get a Farmer Jack.
They literally have extra left over,
and they make
mix them together, and do the mystery flavor.
In college, we call that a garbage can.
There's no alcohol in them, though.
Drinks.
New York City's Tin Pan Alley was home to what industry?
Music publishing.
Yeah, music publishing. Where's Tin Pan come from, Jason?
That I don't know. Do you know?
I know what tin is. I'm looking at Professor Conan's periodic table phone.
Because I'm supposed to know what a pan and alley is.
I don't.
Maybe it was for panhandling.
That makes sense.
Tin pans, give me some money.
Sure.
For my swung.
The accents are flying fast and furious here. According to old commercials, what day was Prince Spaghetti Day? Now, there's a random question.
Any day is Prince Spaghetti
Not
Day.
Not any day. There was a specific day. It was Wednesday, of course. Professor Chow knows.
Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day. The mom would stick her head out the window and yell and call for her son
Prince
to come running.
Spaghetti
or whatever.
Day?
I've never heard of Prince Spaghetti.
And every day at the library is Dry Bagel Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just looking over there now.
We're already getting weird looks.
You get here early. It's Pop-Tart Day.
And it's my staple down at school.
Today, Taco Tuesday will be on a Thursday. What?
This is Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday, yes.
Yeah.
TBT. Daniel Tosh is a very famous comedian who has a show about the internet, and he refuses to use Throwback Thursday. So he said he wanted to found a new hashtag, Throwback Tuesday, but it's the same hashtag, lowercase. Love that joke. What TV sitcom had the recurring character Dash Riprock?
Oh,
was that Green Acres?
It was a
Paul Henning construct. I remember that. Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acres.
It was Beverly Hillbillies. Yes, it was.
Okay, so it was one of those.
Dash Riprock.
Because so that
it's
was
a good name.
The paramour for Ellie May.
Ellie May?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Weird. I feel like that's the kind of thing that Dan writes down when he checks into hotels.
What?
Dash Riprock.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea.
Table for Dash.
Mr. Riprock.
Hardcore.
Table for
Paging
Riprock.
Mr. Riprock.
That's all I'll do next time. My name is Riprock. Dash.
We have done the Salinger Party of Five. We did that.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
We always do the Pajama Party of Four. That's awesome. Looks Japanese. I mean, not that I am.
What?
Well, we covered a lot of ground there in about 10 seconds.
We just derailed that show.
They can keep up. That's fine.
Wow. Right.
Keep up.
We've confused a lot of the students. Who supposedly owns all the swans that swim in the River Thames?
The Queen.
I wonder if the swans have... didn't we see an article about this or the Ig Nobel Prizes?
Yes.
I think that there is a quacking accent for birds that grow up in other countries. I'm not joking.
No. Are you serious?
Really?
What?
D- Did one of the Ig Nobel Prizes that was handed out last week was a guy did research on what parts of the body are most sensitive to bee stings. Shocker, which one's won? But he stung himself. He stung himself all over his body.
Who would test
body.
Those?
It was research.
Oh, are you sure he didn't win the Darwin Award?
No, he got the Ig Nobel Prize for it.
Wow. Not as bad as a Darwin Award.
No, because then you're dead.
Yeah.
I was trying to get to the use of the word quack scent, but I was,
we got derailed again.
Sorry.
I'm not joking about that, by the way.
Look it up.
Uh-huh. Which Willy Wonka character wanted her geese to lay golden eggs for Easter?
Violet Beauregard.
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt. Yeah.
There are only so many girls on that. I mean, they were the only two, right?
I think Veruca.
She's the little annoying one.
She's the one that wants everything.
They were all annoying, but she was the real one.
She's the I want it now one.
That was Violet Beauregard.
That was Violet.
That's Violet.
Who's ever heard of a schnozberry?
And the Oompa Loompas are
our next question.
Union.
No. But you see, I believe that the random button on Wikipedia is being pushed. There's a slight connection between the question to question.
Off the rails.
What state of the 50 great states has the Mack Truck Museum?
Indiana?
It's not Indiana. That's a perfect guess.
Illinois?
As far as I'm concerned. It's not Illinois.
Ohio. Iowa?
This is one of those states that borders the world of New England and the Midwest, you know?
New York?
Pennsylvania,
West
Ohio?
Virginia.
Pennsylvania. I was either going to come to you or Jason.
Whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
It does not say. Somewhere on the western side is my guess.
That would be my side.
Just a guess. What part of the body does Meniere's disease affect?
The ears.
The ears.
The ears. What does it do?
It is a fluid imbalance. The fluid builds up in the ear that causes vertigo. It's more of like an electrolyte. You have to be on like low salt diets.
Okay.
Where salt goes, water goes. So if you eat less salt, you retain less water.
Interesting.
Really?
And it can burst the eardrum.
Ooh. Let's avoid that at
How
all costs.
What does that look like, by the way?
How common is Meniere's disease?
Not very.
Okay.
I never heard of it until I married my wife.
She has Meniere's disease? Oh, wow.
Can it be related?
It heals over, but it's
I just thought you were alluding to the healthcare.
No,
the more it happens, the more hearing damage.
Surgery.
So seriously, this would be something physiologically about a person.
Yes.
It's not like a chemical imbalance or anything.
No, it's something about how they don't flush out enough sodium.
Interesting.
I think.
Yikes.
That's how it works. But yeah, I used to work with someone too, and every 30 days it happened.
Wow.
So it built up over time, and then she'd have like serious vertigo.
Wow.
And then it had to...
Maybe I can use that as an excuse. Oh, I'm kidding.
No, don't wish vertigo on yourself.
No.
Seriously.
No.
Yeah. And that takes us back to Hitchcock.
Yes, it does. Uh-huh. It does. Vertigo.
Everything's connected.
Way
okay, Mr. Stewart, nice can you stand in front of this giant swirling thing? Cut. There we go. We got it. What does the K of K.D. Lang stand for?
Katie?
Nothing? Katie.
Not Katie, although it could be Katie.
Catherine?
It's Catherine.
Oh, okay.
Yes. R-Y-N, very important.
Oh.
I advised three Caitlins back to back to back yesterday, and each one was different.
That's how you're supposed to tell them apart.
Except for I messed each one up individually, perfectly incorrectly.
Oh, you mean how they spell their name?
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't clear. Each one was different. Well, I hope so.
It's just the same student just kept coming back.
The same student just kept coming.
With a big hat on, changed shirt.
Now that sounds like getting ready for trick-or-treating. I got three costumes in there.
I know, exactly. Let's go to the good house before it runs out of the good candy.
Hey, they give those big Snicker bars out.
Got to do a shout-out to the Simpson writers, by the way. I think you guys all know I'm obsessed with the show, and they had a very nice little trope in their not traditional Halloween episode, but the week before. The kids run out of time to trick-or-treat. At the stroke of 9, all the porch lights go out, and all the adults come out in inappropriate costumes, and they're all drunk. And Marge observes, it starts. And they sing the song, Adult Halloween. Very, very funny. Very, very funny.
My wife and I, on that note, we were looking. I had this great line. You guys are all probably going to groan, as you always do, but that's all right. But I had this great line the other night. And ironically, no, my wife does not think that. But... we were looking for Star Wars costumes, and we took our little nephew. He wanted the movie Cars. Mm-hmm. That's why I said to my wife, I didn't say it to the costume person. I wanted to, but my wife would have killed me. But I was like, yeah, he can be in a kid's movie costume, and we'll get costumes from adult movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh.
That's no costume.
It's the birthday suit.
It was just a play on words with adult movies.
May I ask a question? My daughter... is going as Harley Quinn.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
Please explain Harley Quinn to me.
She's one of the Suicide Squad.
Joker's paramour.
Joker's paramour.
Yes.
She was a psychologist that attempted to master what was going on inside his head and yet got drawn in and joined his gang.
Another Batman movie.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you. Sort of, but I don't think Batman's going to be in Suicide Squad.
For a brief chase sequence with the Joker.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. Jared Leto.
Yes.
Oh, he's awesome.
Tattoos and
did
all.
Did Disney buy DC also or no?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
Jared Leto's Warner Brothers.
All right. Oh, okay.
I knew this would be an appropriate venue to ask that question.
Yes.
Comic geeks here, that's all.
She basically falls for him. That's the whole thing. She loves his madness.
Okay.
Profs, what profession uses measurement units called links, chains, and rods?
The fence manufacturing company?
Yeah, I was going to say. No. What were the terms again?
Links, chains, and rods.
Sounds kind of kinky, but I'm not going to go there.
No.
Oh.
No.
What was the question again?
What profession uses these measurement units? Links, chains, and rods.
No.
No.
Not a physicist?
Pipe layers. I don't know.
I hear rods, and I think about...
Optometrist?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Rods and cones?
Yeah,
okay,
rods and cones. That's where I was going.
No, what I was thinking more was rod is definitely an old unit of length.
Yeah, but so is a hand.
Yeah.
That is true.
Not a builder, not a shipmaker.
Link.
No, not on the right
chains
track there.
And nope. Rods.
Okay, links. I'm thinking saws.
It says it says they're surveyors.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Because they're using chains to do their work.
That makes sense. Yep. Okay.
I was thinking
that, and of course, survey. Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. Refuses to do gallons per mile and wants to do rods to the hogshead.
And he still picks up the phone and still says hoi hoi.
So ancient. Yes, exactly.
A span.
What comic strip invented Kickapoo Joy Juice?
Lil Abner.
Lil Abner, straight up. Professor Chow.
Well played.
Can we get some background, please, for the love of Pete?
It was Moonshine.
Well, there you go.
Nice, discreet way of naming it something different, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Kickapoo is one of the names of the native tribes from the Detroit area.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. Oh, and I think that we're going to have to call it short here. We're not going to be able to get to this next set of questions. We're going to have to say goodbye.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Can you say goodbye, Professor Macho?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Very well done. Professor Hill Vasquez.
Thanks for reminding me to come.
Absolutely. Professor Chow.
See you.
Professor Roach.
Stay classy, Detroit.
And now, these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of UDM's McNichols Library, also through the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education on the McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Dom Cherko, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.